I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Researchers at MUSC have joined a nationwide study to look at the long-term outcomes of cancer patients who have been diagnosed with COVID-19. Dr. David Kakia is here to talk about this National Cancer Institute study. Dr. Kakia is a neuro-oncologist, and he leads the Hollings Cancer Center's portion of this national research. Dr. Kakia, tell us about the scope of this NCI research.
This is a study, as you said, that is run through the National Cancer Institute, and the Hollings Cancer Center is one of the centers that is enrolling patients for the study. The goal of the study is to enroll 2,000 patients nationwide. It is a natural history study, which means that it observes patients with cancer that are actively being treated who develop COVID-19.
What are some of the important questions that this research hopes to answer?
We're trying to learn, are there any risk factors related to serious illness from COVID-19 patients who are having treatment for cancer? How does COVID-19 affect cancer treatment and the results of the treatment? Finding genetic risk factors, possibly, and markers of serious illnesses from COVID-19 in patients with cancer, but also to create sort of a blood bank, a data bank of and images from patients who develop COVID-19 in cancer. The idea behind this trial is to, as much as possible, limit the burden on patients and make it as easy as possible for patients to be part of this trial without increasing the number of visits and the number of tests that need to be done.
And I understand quite a few institutions are collaborating nationwide on this, and I assume time is of the essence. How does all this collaboration help move things forward?
Yeah, so the more institutions are open and enrolling patients, the faster we can get to the target of 2,000 patients, and the faster we can have results available, but not just for patients, but also for treating oncologists to determine and answer these important questions.
Dr. Kakia, how might the findings from this research help guide oncologists in caring for cancer patients who do get COVID-19 moving forward?
This will allow us to gather more information about how COVID-19 affects cancer patients. And with that information, hopefully we can make changes in treatment regimens that we currently use for our cancer patients if we deem that there are changes that need to be made.
I understand that one of the big pressing questions right now in your world is that patients who are undergoing cancer treatment wonder if they should get the COVID-19 vaccine. Tell us about that.
Yes, that is a very relevant question that we are getting a lot as oncologists. I recommend my patients to get the COVID vaccine just because we know that patients receiving cancer treatment might be more prone to develop severe COVID, but each case is a bit different. So my recommendation to all cancer patients is to have an in-depth discussion with their local oncologist to discuss the pros and cons of getting the COVID vaccines.
Dr. Kakia, thanks for providing this information about this COVID-19 and cancer-related research.
Thank you for your time.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.